Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Hey Masech de Bava Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the three statements of Shmuel regarding Dina de Machusa Dina, laws of the government that do not contravene the Torah are halachically binding. The Machlek is regarding Hani Zaharure de Zavin Ara Lataska, the wealthy people who pay the taxes of the poor who did not pay their taxes, and in return the government gives them the fields of the poor that were confiscated. The machlek is regarding hametzar v'achatzav, whether a raised border or a chatzav plant whose roots go straight down into the earth and stay within its boundary are considered a separation between two fields regarding several halachas. The machlek is Rabbi Yezer v'chacham regarding hanichnes labika b'maysek shamim v'tumma b'sad deplaynes v'amma halachti l'makim halaz v'en yideyim nechnasi l'aysim makim b'mlaf. One who enters a plain full of fields where one of the fields was tummy, but the person does not know which field he had entered, and during the growing season a field is a reshus hayachid because people may not use it as a shortcut, since they might trample the produce. Although generally suffik tummy b'reshus hayachid tummy, any doubt about tummy that arises in the reshus hayachid, a private area, we assume to be tummy. However, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer mitahar, this person is tahar because he holds suffik b'ya tahar. The stringency of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachad does not apply when we are not certain if the person even entered the field. It applies only where he certainly entered the field, but we do not know whether he touched the Tumah. The Chacham Mitamim. This person is Tameh because they hold Safik Bia Tameh. The stringency of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachad applies even when we are not certain whether the person even entered the field.